ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's Thursday night, 2/10/2022. Oh, I'll tell you what. It's getting wild, weasel. Now, just so that you see, I'll tell you what. You need to be paying attention to what's going on and when you watch the financials a little bit. But the other thing that most people can't pay attention to is the communications, the comms that are being utilized in this particular thing. And I'll tell you what, interestingly enough, we've been hearing all kind of things, and I've told you a lot about what the Russians have been doing, how they use the national message board, how they're using the 20-meter ham band, how they use the 80-meter, and how they're using the low-frequency communication frequencies, not the very low, but the low, and using like a telegraph key, CW, which incidentally the Russians use, Cyrillic CW. So therefore, the NSA and people anymore in the military, they can't even really do Morse code, let alone Russian Morse code. But now let me go further. I'm just going to tell you what the Russians are doing, because I guarantee you that only the old timers in the SIGINT world, I mean the best of the best in different countries in the West, know what's going on, and that basically the pimple-faced Mountain Dew-drinking young little whippersnappers that they brought in on the train because they were computer geniuses 10, 15 years ago after they paid mommy's bills and bought her house and then took conservatorship or guardianship over the kids who were the great computer hackers and game players, and then they turn them in first into Luciferians down below the rabbit hole down there, you know, on the old Fort Meade, you see, and down below the Puzzle Palace. They turn them into Luciferians with initiation and then feed them into the system, all right? Now, entire trains full of people went to the underground with young kids. They hire the kids who are good at the computer games, who are the hackers, all the stuff. And if they're super brilliant, then they plug them into the NSA and then some into the CIA and some into the rogue FBI, the deep bullshit FBI, the secret police. FBI. But let's just say that I'm telling you that the Russians are also using, this is quite interesting, remember I talked to you about the use of the songs. The last two songs that I told you about were The Final Countdown, okay? And that was broadcast on what normally would have been on the number stations, the Russian number stations. And then they did Eye of the Tiger. Eye of the Tiger. Well, we're in the year of the tiger right now. We're in the eye. And we're heading towards the Ides. Ides of February. As in the Ides of March, or the Eye of the Tiger, okay? So, what's interesting is, now, they're using, and incidentally, this was a, let me just talk about this first. On Sunday, this was broadcast by the Russians on all frequencies, okay? On all frequencies. And by that I mean from the low frequency on up, okay? And it was 55151. 55151, okay? 55151. Now, we don't necessarily know what that means, but you can look at the communications and you can tell that the Russians are talking if they're broadcasting on all the frequencies, that they're giving them the new game plan or timing or new orders of battle or either that, the new one-time code word pad or the code pad, okay? In other words, the keys to what the new codes that they're going to broadcast mean, all right? And the other thing that we're seeing is that, and by that mean deep background sources, multiple sources are telling me from that signal intelligence old school world that, and some current perhaps, that they're using up into the CB bands, particularly the CB bands in England. Because you see, the Russians had what? They had amphibious ships and all kind of stuff off the coast of, and missile cruisers and such and subs off the coast of Scotland, Ireland, and all of that. They had them off the coast of what? What was it the other day? What was it? They had them off the coast of Sweden. The Russians are ready. Right? And so up into the CB bands, which nobody, I guarantee you, in the puzzle palace is checking. Because, you know, modern military is only used to say, they use the hut satellites and the HIRAC, the high resolution video graph, and and the laser. Oh, the special, we use the lasers to communicate. Well, the Russians, you dummies, are using the ham and egger bands, the low frequency bands, and doing slow hand Cyrillic encrypted CW. And you ain't paying no attention to it. Those who are supposed to be defending the United States against all enemies, all right, foreign and domestic, seem to want to focus on moms and dads who go to school board meetings or anybody now, the Department of Human Sacrifice under Commissar Mayorkas. Mayorkas, Commissar, where he says now, and he's telling you all through the DHS, that freedom of speech is gone. Freedom of assembly, of religion, of the right to petition your government for redress of grievances, of the press is gone. And you knew that the Second Amendment is gone because they're, say they've got 920 million records, you see, and they got these of gun purchases and of your little name, address, and all the stuff, all right, which then ties into all the background checks they did on you already. Supposedly they got all that, the ATF got all that from businesses, gun stores that closed, and they took their records. No, since the late 80s, the ATF has been going into gun stores, particularly if there's been any shooting crime that had any firearm. This was the pretext. that came from that gun store, okay? Maybe somebody bought a gun or something like that, or the gun that was sold to somebody there was stolen, but it was purchased at a gun store somewhere in whatever city, all right? Whatever town. They then have been going since, at least I know personally from talking to people in different gun stores, they went in the 90s, and they demanded to see all of the records of all of the federal forms. What is it, 4437 or whatever the form is you fill out when you purchase a firearm, where they do the background check on you. And they took, and back in the 90s, were digitalizing all those files. Illegally. Against what Congress wanted, against all of the things, and the ATF has been doing that. So, they got all the names, addresses, and phone numbers, just like in the movie Red Dawn. When the Russians landed, the paratroops landed in Colorado. And remember how they told Jeb and all the boys and said, well, the Russians went to the sporting goods stores and got all the Russians went to all the sporting goods stores and got all those forms, looked up to see who had guns, and then they went to go to get them. Well, now I guess that the ATF of the United States are the new Russians. The DHS, the Department of Human Sacrifice, under Commissar Mayorkas, whose border patrol has told him to go fish right to his face and turned her back on him and told him right to his face that he was full of crap for letting in millions of Americans. Now, let's go back to the Russians that I talked to you about last Friday. And then I've heard since then that some are saying, oh, don't pay any attention to those planes down there along the border, or in the Gulf of Mexico. Oh, those are all just drills. Don't pay no attention to that. Go over here and look over here, all right? Well, let me tell you something. Them ain't just all drills. There's too much money that's being spent. We'll also hear the comms and see the things. And then what's interesting is that we sent then all kind of transports with small United States special forces or special operations troops down to the border to hunt somebody and to engage somebody, because now, henceforth, in the last few days, we've seen some interesting stuff there, too. I mean, there's all kind of stuff going on, but it's covert. It ain't on Brett Baer. It's not on CNN, let me tell you. Although, finally, tonight, Fox News did show the fact that their B-52s, a bunch of our B-52s are now flying and lab-landed and are flying over England, Scotland, Ireland, the United Kingdom. And they are more, they're less vulnerable to the Russian portable electromagnetic weapons that are on some of their fighter jets, that are on their ships, that are on different things, or with their Spetsnaz or GRU infiltrators. But you see, the United States government wants to go after Marine Corps sniper, SS snipers, Scout snipers, because somebody put Scout sniper on their arm and they think they're Nazis. And Mayorkas would not like that. And Hybrid Austin will not like that. And Pink Jackstrap, little Millie, who's talking to the Red Chinese, I'm sure, won't like that. And Joe Biden don't know what he likes. But what he does like is moolah. No malarkey, old-fashioned moolah. And as a tribute to his son, he wants to give, you know, all kind of crack pipes for free to the crack smokers so they don't have problems passing the pipe around. Now, the latest that they're using, oh, let me go back to what I was on the thread here, what I was thinking. So, oh, that's just drills down there, don't pay attention to it. Well, let me tell you something, then why does a P3 Orion and a P8 Poseidon, some of the most sophisticated hunting sensor aircraft that fly slow looking for nuclear submarines or Russian missile cruisers that have nuclear weapons on them, that have the most sophisticated sensors to detect that kind of armament, that kind of stuff, and small units and that kind of thing that might have a suitcase of sunshine. Oh, Mayorkas, why have you let in over, at least that we know about, over 2,000 Russians across the southern border and just let them go free since December? That's according to United States Senator, a woman who shall remain nameless, because dare say we not mention that women might know something. Oh, because everybody that is not on the DHS's side, that doesn't want to promote their misinformation, Fauci's misinformation, Biden's misinformation and disinformation, the CIA's disinformation, the FBI's disinformation. And recall, they also, as you know, took down a sitting president named Trump, didn't they? And we had it all on tape and on cell phones that, oh, even the inspector general didn't give bullshit Bull Durham the cell phones. Now, Bull Durham's mad at him. Well, is he going to charge him for not providing the information for obstruction of justice? I doubt that. You had Comey, Strzok, Page, McCabe. Oh, McCabe, yeah. McCabe. All that stuff. Baker. All the different ones that were involved in that clandestine takedown of Trump. They violated the law. They lied to their own FBI. So, should anybody cooperate anymore? I don't think so. Do not ever cooperate with any of these feds. You tell them that you want your attorney, and that's it. No talkie. No coming in your house. No, no, no. Because they're lying pieces of crap. And if you're a good one out there, then disassociate yourself from these people and go get a truck driving job. Or go back to being the attorney or the accountant that you went to school for in the first place, rather than to be a secret policeman. Now, here's what the Russians are doing, and here's also what the no-such are not paying attention. And if they are, and they're not telling anybody about it, they're not warning about it, not even telling the American people to watch out for it, or those in the amateur radio community, okay, the hams. Now, guess what? The Russians are using what are called Q signs or Q signals. They're the different signals that are, you know, that are used. And they have meanings, you know, like DX and that kind of stuff, what you're doing. And I don't know all of them, but I was told that not only are they using them, but the Russians are using some of these signals or signs have alternative meanings. They have meaning A, meaning B, like two different definition or alternative meanings. So the most recent ones that are being done in various frequencies in the ham bands and up into the CB bands, not all at the same time, but at various times they're going from low frequencies where they do a slower CW, all right, to up into the CB bands and the CB bands in England, all right, in the United Kingdom. And here's what they're saying. Two of the ones that were used a day ago were, and these are the Q signals or Q signs that are used by the ham radio crowd in the CW. And the first one they use means, it's an alternative meaning, I believe, what is your strength? What is your strength? What is your strength was one of the Q signs. And the second one was, the second one that they used, and I don't know the exact symbol or signal or whatever they called it, but let me just say that the definition I heard. And the second one says, are you ready? Repeat, are you ready? Are you ready? What is your strength? And are you ready? And that was broadcast out, and that went out to all Russians, Spetsnaz, GRU, in the United States, in Cuba, in Canada, in England, all over the world, to all the Russian troops, because this is going around and round and around in various locations around the world on all these frequencies, from the low frequencies to the CB band, okay, on up, you know, and that kind of stuff through all the ham bands. So the Russians, in so doing this, are thumbing their nose at the NSA. They're saying, you stupid jerks, all right? We use your system. You look for us on the satellite this and the satellite, hula bucka bucka. And we're using low tech. And the Russians probably also using motorcycle riders or new pickup truck drivers. So they got a report out of, I won't say the state, but let's just say they got a report from a east of the Mississippi center of the country kind of a state. Could be Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, could, you know, bop, 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 you know. Kentucky, whatever it is. It could be any state in the United States. I believe that's happening. And somebody went to the local Ford dealership in a smaller town, right? You know, our middle-sized town or whatever, and said, hey, I got me a new group of money. I just, you know, I just retired. I got my allotment or, you know, whatever, my retirement deal, and I took a small lump sum, and I want to buy myself a new pick-em-up truck. And I believe the brand that he was looking for was Ford, GM, Dodge, whatever it could be. But let's just say that it was Ford. And they wanted a brand new, fully loaded, big F-150. All right? A big F-150. And he had the money to write him a check, the whole nine yards. So he goes, and the guy says, you know, the dealership is not that big one. So they had a salesman, they had the guy who owned the dealership, but we don't have any. We don't have any to sell you. Don't have any F-150s to sell you. And the guy said, well, what about those three or four out there in the end of your lot? Some of them I could take one, there's a couple of them out there I wouldn't mind getting. Sell me one of those. Those are not available to you. Well, why not? Then the kid says, mister, my daddy really wants to just write a check for a brand new truck. He's been wanting a truck for so long. Why can't you sell him one? The true story, by the way. And the dealer says, well, these are spoken for by government. Well, what do you mean, what government? The local county or city or the police or just by government? And I'm waiting for them to come pick them up. You mean you can't sell me one of those out there at the list price, and I'll write you a check, and I'll take it off your hands today? Nope, got to wait for the government. Well, you see, now we're going to tell you what we're hearing. We're hearing that a lot of the Russians and a lot of the Red Chinese seem to be driving around in new pickup trucks and Ford F-150s. Or they seem to be driving around in black SUVs, multiple ones that have a little tinted window to them. When this poor guy just wanted to get his last truck of America, okay, couldn't get one. But now I'm going to tell you what, isn't that interesting? Now, so they're using all these Q references, Q signal references or signs. What's your strength and are you ready? The Russians are locked and loaded, baby, all over the world. Now, we also saw something interesting. And it didn't make any difference because Milley would have already told the Chinese, and Red China Joe would make sure that everybody tells the Chinese or the Russians, because it doesn't make any difference. Because they're on the same side, you see. New World Order Luciferian sides. Actually, the Russians are less, perhaps, on the Luciferian side than Red China Joe and the Chinese and Commissar Mayorkas. And Ray Ray. And Malibu. Bodie, Malibu Bodie Bodich. They've got the best hair in the world. They got nice suits as they gone to D.C. Although Bodie used to wear some slick stuff in California when they covered up the third person who was organizing the husband and wife Muslim terror team who killed people down at the old courthouse. Remember that? And that was another one of the cover-ups, you see. First they had, back in the old days, they had Kennedy, JFK, and RFK, and Martin Luther King. They had to cover all that up to who really killed them and why. And if you don't believe that, you can read some of the stuff that came out. And I'll tell you something, read High Treason, Best Evidence, Crossfire, Jim Mars, all the different ones. L. Fletcher Prouty's book, JFK, all the different ones. You start reading all the stuff, and you start to recall, and particularly young people don't even know it. Don't even have a clue that the mayor of Dallas was the brother of the head of the CIA that Kennedy wanted to destroy. Or that J. Edgar Hoover, in one of his little communiques, says that George Bush of the CIA, okay? And he was at what, let's see, what's that big old hotel? The old-fashioned one, the Adolphus. And that there supposedly was a picture of him out in front of the building over there after the fact. I mean, it's just, anyway, if you don't know anything about it, you ought to research Kennedy because the past is prologue. And the secret police are still in the secret police stuff. And maybe they're learning how to take down, like the Canadians, But the Ottawa cop who takes a French-Canadian 4'10" guy who's 81 years old and gives him the old jiu-jitsu background and tries to break the guy's arm and tosses him to the ground up against the truck. For what? For honking his horn and giving the thumbs up to the trucker. And they made a law for today. A law that says you cannot honk your horn in support of these truckers. For today and the next few days till we tell you different. You can't honk the horn of your car. Well, bullshit, S.O., you know what? Bravo Sierra crap is what you are. And I'm going to tell you, it's getting to be time where you better start understanding that if you don't work for the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven, then you're about to get taken out by the archangels and the angels of the Lord Jesus and thrown into the fiery furnace where you're going to burn forever in the plasma fire. It's going to send you from stem to stern and up your bucket. All right, and you think you're so cool looking in the mirror. Do you see that little red light flash in the back? And then you hear it. Na, 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 na. That's your career dissipation light going off forever. For all of those who work for Commissar Mayorkas. And all of those who are into the Luciferian New World Order, who must take out those who believe in freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of the press, freedom of the right to petition your government against grievances, or the right to keep and bear arms. Oh, but you're going to arrest everybody without warrants. You're going to beat them to death. You're going to try to grind them. If you're out there, if you're a police officer, if you're a state trooper, you're a federal agent, you better get on the right side and get with the people. You better get with the right side and get with the people and with the Lord Jesus, or you're going to go down. You're going to go down. You're going to go down hard. Oh, yeah, you may kill hundreds of millions of people. You may yet get to see that you're a concentration camp guy, like they've got in Australia, where they're starting to use gas on people. If they don't do the right thing, they throw them in a room. I suspect they shoot tear gas in there. It could be they put other gas, and then they take them almost where they're croaked. I don't know. But you remember those ferret rounds that Janet Reno and the FBI and the different military that were down at Waco. Remember them old ferret rounds shotting up gas inside of that Branch Davidian compound? That they lit it up then. They popped it in and lit it right up and kaboom. Pretty soon you got about 30 kids dead in a school bus underneath the ground in the bunker. Well, that's just stellar work. Mayorkas would rather see a wonderful idea that millions could come into the United States in violation of the law and be flown on fancy aircraft to Westchester, New York, or to Shaker Heights, Ohio, or to Barrington, Illinois, or to, you know. But they ought to take them to Pelosi's. Pelosi's got a nice acreage up there with a nice wall around it. She could have all those homeless, and they could all camp in her backyard, and she could feed them $20 a quart ice cream from her dual, whatever they are, the big, you know, freezers, the $20,000 freezers, you know. Don't even know the brand. I don't even know the brand names because I'm more of a, you know, an old Sears or Monkey Ward's or, you know, not Best Buy, but, you know, a Lowe's or something like that, you know. Brand guy, not the top of the line stuff. So anyway, the Russians are using these frequency or the Q signals or signs from the ham world to say, what's your strength and are you ready? And they're broadcasting that to all of their units inside the United States. And then where did some of those come from? The Obama Joker Tut administration hired over a battalion of Russian Special Forces Spetsnaz. And as you also recall, during that era, the Joker Tut Obama gave to those Russians 1,500 first quality, top of the line, brand new hardware with all the important parts of the hardware, U.S. military, federal agency, police type radios. And he also gave them all of the NATO codes and protocols and procedures for said radios. And I've also, I suspect, or some might allege, it could be, it could not be, maybe might allege that they're still being updated on the codes, than any new code or any new procedure protocol. 1,500 of those radios were given to the Russian Spetsnaz that were training at Fort Carson, Colorado, with the U.S. Army Rangers and Special Forces, and they even had them do a drill to where the Russian Spetsnaz were the saviors or the cavalry that came in to take back Cheyenne Mountain, to take back the underground between Cheyenne and the Denver Airport from the, what was the drill? They're to take it back from those stinking United States military veterans, particularly those that were Christians and believers in the Bill of Rights, to take them back, you see. Take them back. I don't know if I'm on anymore or not. May not be on. May have got knocked off the air. I'm not sure. Well, I'll just keep going. For now, I'll turn up the volume just a shade, and I'll keep going for a minute here.
Good. Well, ladies and gentlemen, once again, they knocked old Hawk off the air. And this is not a trick. I mean, it's just ridiculous, okay? When you speak the truth, when you tell the truth, when you exercise the right to freedom of speech in the United States, you are no longer on the game plan of the Biden administration or Commissar Mayorkas or Ray Ray or Modi Modic or General Milley or any of the Luciferian scumbag New World Order perpetrators who are now getting their rules, their orders from somewhere else, and they get it from Lucifer the Lightbringer themselves, through the bankers, through all the things. And I will tell you what, you don't know about all the ham radios, like you said, and I just got cut off after I told you that the Obama administration, Joker Tut, gave 1,500 top-of-the-line hardware, brand-new U.S. military, federal agency, NATO qualified top police, state police radios, along with all of the NATO codes and protocols to them back then. And that they hired them and had them in a drill. They were the saving grace who came in to attack the U.S. veterans who were Christians. And some of them were even those dreaded, those dreaded Bill of Rights veterans, you know. Oh, between there and the Denver airport. Well, then in the drill, they used the Spetsnaz, who were even, from what I'm told, allowed in some of the facilities there to then take out the quote-unquote dreaded U.S. veterans, those people who are, you know, against the New World Order and you talk conspiracy theories and fly, United States flags and things like that. You know what I'm saying? And they just don't like for you to hear about that kind of stuff. Or that there is collusion between the top of the line in the military intelligence world, the top of the line in the U.S. executive branch, legislative, judicial branch, and all of that. And they're going to tell you about how it's going to be the truckers who are going to disrupt the Super Bowl, or they've disrupted all of the trade and traffic and all the stuff. Well, heck, man, Fauci funded the pandemic, gave the money to the Wuhan lab crew, along with some boys from down there somewhere in the Carolinas, in the universities, all right? Fauci's, according to Mikovits, the nice woman, a researcher, she said Fauci's created probably the last three or four pandemics in the world. And then now you got what? Little Willie Gates. All right? Well, incidentally, Little Willie's, I don't need to say it, Little Willie's house out there, the big house, it had flaws in its security, but he wasn't told exactly what the flaws were. He was told they were just perfect, right? Anyway, that was an alleged situation that was back, 15 years ago from people who probably aren't even on this planet, okay? Literally. But anyway, so I guess they don't like it when you hear the truth. So now, let me just tell you what more is going on here. We also heard, interestingly enough, and they ought to use, you have a B-2 stealth bomber, right? Well, and then that was originally tested along with the F-117, the stealth fighter, that was originally tested out at Area 51. Which is off the backside of Nellis Air Force Base, right? And then you got S-4, where they got the spicy stuff, where they got some of the interesting little X-ray planes, or they got the spacecraft. And I'm not talking about just the ones that they were reverse engineering back in the 70s and 80s and 90s. I'm talking about the ones they have that are theirs, too, that are ours or supposedly the U.S.'s. So they don't want you to hear about any of this or how there's collusion at the top with Lucifer and amongst various different banking concerns and governments and what have you. And that they're out to destroy the United States and bring it down to a level of the rest of the world and make it third world, and bring anybody up in the fourth world or third or fourth world up to this level of, say, the United States. And the way they do that is to ram all kind of millions and millions of refugees or different people through illegally across borders in Europe and the United States. And that's what Commissar Mayorkas is for. Oh, I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to tell you what, you better go out and buy more food. You better go out and buy more ammunition. Thousands of rounds if you can afford it. And you see, the stock market took another $550 hit. It's going back and forth. That's a little whipsaw to give the arbitrators, the ARBs, some action, and so they can make billions in a minute or two while you're trying to figure out where you put your password to look up your 401k to see what you got left in it now. So I'm going to tell you, if you got any money, and while the U.S. fighter jets are landing in Poland, while the B-52s from America are based now in England and flying over there, when you had Russians apparently on the approach of the Truman Lake, on the approach where the takeoff vector of the B-2 stealth bombers out of Whiteman Air Force Base at the Mountmaster, where they had to have a warthog going over that area, and then later on, other items to look and see what was down there at the lake, and was there some Russian or Spetsnaz guy or GRU stay behind or illegal sitting there with a portable device that might be able to compromise the stealth bomber as it takes off? Well, you better go look for it, you son of a buck. And if you don't, then you're evil, traitorous, you know what? Evil, traitorous, you know what? So now we're going to go to nuclear war, possibly, and they don't want you to know that, and they're worried that you can't get any parts across the Ambassador Bridge from Windsor. Well, it's because of Trudeau and Joe Biden banned any truckers who didn't have the spike backs, didn't have the spike backs to even go across the border, come back and forth. They're the ones who set this up. They're the ones who created the problem. It's just now that the people are starting to push back a little bit. Now, let me tell you this. Let me see where I got my, here it is, right here. So the other day, Adam Nellis, yesterday we saw a British plane leave, I believe, Nellis and go back, well, it was the day before, and go back to England. And then yesterday we saw the B-52s flying, and they flew up over England, and now today they're announcing that on the air on TV tonight. But before that, a day or two before that, there was a communication in the clear and said, Bravo 4, B-4, Sierra 4, Echo. Bravo 4, Sierra 4, Echo. B-4, S-4. Oh, as in Area S-4, okay, or B-4. Well, you know, in that area, there are brand new upgraded versions of stealth bombers and a new type bomber aircraft or larger aircraft that perhaps are maybe even much more quicker, able to neutralize gravity in some respects, you know what I'm saying, and also able to have a better stealth picture, project out from it in a shield, let's say, and a surprise, and supposedly will be a surprise. Only let me tell you, it won't, because allegedly the top slots of the Red China Jewel crowd and the military and the intelligence will have already called. Well, you know, Milley will call the Chinese, and Hunter will talk to all of them, you know. If they get him, you know, a few million bucks here and there for one of his snot-nosed, blow-the-snot-out-your-nose paintings, okay? Did you not see $1.45 billion given in a deal to Hunter Biden? And actually, it was old, what's his name, Horseface, the guy who cut himself on the rail and gave himself a... Senator Whatchamajigger, who's now the climate czar. Oh, well, can't think of his name right now. They knocked me off the computer and off the air on the Skype and all that bit. So no luck there, no cigar on that. And so anyway, it's kind of interesting. Anyway, that's that is quite interesting. Former Senator Kerry, okay, who married the there used to be a Senator Hines who was the heir to the Hines ketchup and Hines fortune, who was married to a South African woman, who then Hines mysteriously died in a mysterious plane crash back in the day. Okay? Back in the day, because Hines may have been somebody that was going to go after Slick Willie and his crowd and the Poppy Bush crowd for what they were doing. But then he had supposedly, like back then under Slick Willie's time, there was a lot of mysterious plane crashes in the United States. And gauges that said, oh, you're full of fuel, but then the fuel was missing and that kind of stuff. Look it up. Go back and look at it if you can. But all that's probably gone and, you know, taken. You can't get the books anymore. It's not on YouTube. It's not on all of it because this government has censored all that crap. And has become a secret police force, has become that. There's a few good people left, but very few, and the numbers are dwindling. Those that work for the Lord Jesus, not the ones who say they're with Lord Jesus, but the ones that work for the Lord Jesus are very few in number. If you're listening here, you might be one of the good ones. You, if you're listening, are probably the leader of your entire area, and it's going to be up to you to defend that area against the Russians or against the Red Chinese or against the United States secret police who no longer want you to be able to speak freely, you see. No longer want you to speak freely. Aha. Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we also heard now that it was kind of interesting yesterday that the origin of a large number of signals, some of these signals, and I'd seen previously on the MIMIC, M-I-M-I-C, the University of Wisconsin map, you know, interactive map where it shows you the various movements of tropical energy or tropical moisture and that kind of stuff. But I've always seen the signals come out, and I saw a signal pop out of Antarctica, but it was very subtle. And then all of a sudden, I noticed out of the corner of my eye on the Global 180 map that the little signal coming out of the little curlicue area on the Antarctica down below that they don't label, but that's what it is. It flashed a little bit, and then all of a sudden, all of Alaska was covered with this big white energy, like a jamming sort of energy, which is something that you might do to screw up the emergency early warning line of the United States, because 50 miles away across the Bering Straits there are the Ruskies ready, loaded for the Eagle, you see. Ready to come on down, you know. Well, now what's interesting after that is that the comms seem to be coming and emanating, according to some of the comms seem to be emanating from Antarctica and probably from the Luciferians down there giving orders to the various governments about how to do the chaos and to start the wars and to do ordo et deo so that Lucy himself can come onto the planet with sufficient devil power after millions and billions are killed on this planet so he can try to steal the souls of those people and to create a counterfeit of the Lord Jesus on this planet. That's where we're headed. Matthew 24, Luke 21, Revelations. And I'm going to tell you, they're really, really interesting. Now, let me give you a couple other quickies right here. On the good foot of sides, about 140 new Bibles and songbooks have made it to the people in the mountains in Indochina. They're moving up to the mountains of Indochina there, you know, various countries, to villages in their dialects, and thank the Lord Jesus, and thanks to a number of you who support the Indochina Bible Project of the Nunamakers, Nunemaker, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, with the Y, M-Y-E-R-S, Town, Pennsylvania, 17067. Get a last chance in, send 10, 20, 100,000, whatever it is you got, whatever you'd like to do, and they will go, and they're still getting that to the right people to create, in the dialects needed, Bibles and songbooks to mountain yards, mountain people and little villages who are on fire for the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Now, we're also hearing now about somebody close to the Nunemakers. And Lord Jesus, will you go right now? You know who I'm talking about. Will you go to where somebody is ventilated and has a real bad, I guess, COVID and pneumonia, and looks like the doctors aren't treating it. They're just doing the ventilator stuff and trying to collect the money. Will you go to him right now, Lord Jesus? We go to him right now and give them a healing and a medical miracle. Don't go into their loose feet. I've got a fight, ladies and gentlemen. Joel Hart telling you that, and it's coming. Because the Lord Jesus has told you it's a coming. What we're in now is the beginning of time. Mighty men and women of honor, use your high technology. Strike the precise blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. Fandango Rangers, Mickey LaPua. Mickey, you're great on that old trigger finger. Road and track, pay attention to your mommy and daddy and little L. You look after them boys, will you? Ladies and gentlemen, good night. Keep old Hawk in your prayers as well.